BBC. I was listening to my friend Jim Rome's syndicated radio show when I heard him introduce Kermit Washington. Like anyone who follows sports, I knew the name well, and as with most people, the instant I heard his name, one image came into my mind. The punch. I don't know how many times I had seen it on tape, but it was right there in my mind's eye. Washington turning and punching Rudy Tomjanovich with such force that Tomjanovich appeared to fly backward through the air. The date was December 9, 1977. The place was the Los Angeles Forum. Washington was in his fifth year with the Los Angeles Lakers at the time. Tomjanovich, a four-time All-Star, was in his eighth season with the Houston Rockets. I probably knew a little more about Washington than most people, even though I'd never met him. He was a graduate of American University, and a number of people I'd worked with at the Washington Post knew him well. Mike Trilling, the Post's late assistant sports editor, had worked with him at AU, and a number of the guys I'd worked with at the paper had written about him through the years, since he was a local hero in the early 1970s. All said the same thing about him. Sweetheart of a guy. As Rome